Hey, Gary, you're on with Dave and Marky.
Gary.
Hello.
Morning.
Gary, great to hear your voice. Last time I saw you, where I saw you, was on Colbert. Remember when you were on there with the whole cast of Veep?
Oh, yes.
Have you ran into a bigger fan than Stephen Colbert for that show?
No, I haven't. Well, certainly not somebody that has his own talk show that's a big fan. No. He was telling me dialogue of mine that I have forgotten.
Yeah. That is so how you know you've ran into a super geek fan. Wanted to tell you that there is just an amazing amount of actors. You're on the short list of people who have got movie quotes. Is that a blessing or is that a curse to have so many movie quotes that you're known for?
I would say, it's kept me on the radar. So I'm going to say that's a good thing. People yell if I got the memo across the street, you know, that's usually good news for me. Am I going to last another year? Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because I was going to say, there's got to be, what is the short list, for feedback that you get from fans on all your movies? Office Space for me, Marky and I were talking about you as Cotton. And yeah. What do people yell out to you? You're going through an airport. You know, what are they yelling out to you?
The top two, I would say, are, if you ain't first, you're last. And then either did you get the memo or I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Those are the those are all the gold nuggets, yes.
Because, you know, and when we got to focus on one thing, because for Dodgeball, when we were talking about that, is that Wisconsin sports and fun that we just have anyway is turning into things that they're covering now on ESPN. And we need Gary Cole. We need Gary Cole right now to do things like that.
Are you doing like dodgeball tournaments? Yes, that would be
not specifically dodgeball, but ESPN 8, the Ojo, had log rolling, and a lot of people Wisconsin were on that.
There's going to be other content on ESPN at some point.
Yeah. Log. What was the other one? Cornhole? Yeah. Cornhole tournaments, and I'm going, oh, man.
I feel for these guys on ESPN because they're trying to drum up some kind of, you know, something to talk about, and it's as time goes on, it's getting more difficult. And I myself am a huge baseball fan, but I'm really getting sick of watching the 1995 World Series.
Right, enough already. We know how it ends.
I'm done. Yes, great. They lost and whatever. Go on. You know, it just reminds me where we're stuck in, like, you know, neutral.
No. Kidding. Well, hey, you've got a new, and in fact, this is going to be a drama here, Darkness Falls, and it's going to be coming out here at the end of the week. Can you talk about that a little bit? What are you going to be in this? This sounds like this is going to be pretty interesting, but a drama for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be a despicable human being with no redeemable qualities, which was attractive to me. It's a pretty much straight-ahead dark police thriller, psychological thriller, which I've not done a lot of, and I figured, you know, I don't know when I would get a shot at something like this to play the bad guy. It's always great to be the bad guy.
Gary, why are funny people so good at weird, ugly, dark topics and dramas?
I think you need, when you do something that's really dark, I think it's always works best if there is some hint, even if it's sick or twisted, of humor. Because when you remove that and you just got kind of mustache twirling, I'm bad and everybody be scared of me, it's just less interesting. So I think the best villains to me are always at least somewhat, you know, the audience somewhat has, you know, like, even if it's just kind of a nervous laugh at them, there's got to be something that, you know, lets the audience in. And I think maybe that's why, if that's true.
Gary, listen, great to spend some time with you. We can't wait. So it's coming up this weekend here. Check it out. Darkness Falls. It's going to be on video on demand, all the major digital platforms, all 5,000 of them, as I recall. Thank you for doing radio. We really appreciate it when you get a chance to do this. You've done this for a long time. And on behalf of everybody in radio, we just appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.